Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to play the game show sweeping the nation. Beat the Limo Guy. Limo Guy with a performance last week that we have not seen. He's like, it would be like Russell Wilson actually having a good game, right? That's what it'd be. It's, or Zach Wilson, one of the Wilsons. Having a good game. That's what Justin was last
week.
Any
Wilson. Yeah.
Any Wilson.
Russell, Zach. Okay,
Zach,
yeah.
Whatever. That's what he was from the doldrums of defeat to a win last week. And now he's feeling his oats with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You here to brag a little bit about your picks last week?
No, you can't be terrible every week. So I'm just going to roll with it and see what happens.
So your motto is I can't be terrible every week, right? Okay. That's how you explain your win last week. I gotcha. So congratulations on getting a win and not having to buy tickets and a limo for people. That was awesome. We'll see if you can keep that going today here on the show. What's going on over at Rise and Warehouse this week?
See, over at Warehouse tonight, we have N.E. Obliviscaris, which is a metal show. Tomorrow night, we got Del Water Gap, which is the indie rock show. Sunday night, we got Attila, which is another metal show. Lots of rock over there. And Thursday night, we have Gale, which is alternative rock. Tonight over at Rise, we have Mushroom Head. But more interesting than that, there's an opening act that's called Hells of Pop and Circus Sideshow. These guys are crazy. I'm actually even going to go down every time they're in town. I come see it. If you want to come over and have some Coors Light at Rise, I'll be there. Tomorrow night, Spooky Rave, which is the EDM show, and then Sunday Funday, tributes to Van Halen, Dio, Deep Purple, which is always free. And then Thursday night, we have the Tim Burton Burlesque, which I'm really not sure what that is, but lots of scantily clad women. So can't be bad.
No, scantily clad women. That's always fun. So Justin is riserooftop.com, riserooftop.com, or warehouselive.com to see what's going on at both of those venues. Let's bring in our contestant who we just got this morning, Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
How you doing, man?
Good. Are you ready to play Beat the Limo Guy?
I'm going fast and fast.
So what do you do for a living, Daniel?
Oh, man, I work at a funeral home.
A funeral home?
Oh, people yes, sir. I'm in Beaumont.
People are dying to get
in
there.
So far this year, we've had a grave digger and a funeral home guy. They're looking to bury Justin.
No, he just dabbed. Don't dab after that. That's terrible.
Justin and Daniel, which one do you like more? John said people are dying to get in there. And then, Lance says, what did you say?
They're looking to bury Justin.
Which one's better? You heard the two dad jokes. Which one's better?
Oh, man, people dying to come see me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I win.
That's pretty good.
And then don't dab on me. John just dabbed on me.
Yeah, I just dabbed on you. Thank you. Good night. So here we go. And you were up this early this morning. People, listen, they're up early at the funeral home in Beaumont. So they're ready to go. So you got up this morning and you heard, hey, I want to play Beat the Limo Guy. Beaumont,
yes, sir.
That's kind of a long way to go pick people up in a limo, but I think we have
Is there a distance?
Yeah, there's a distance limo on this thing, limit on this thing. So
maybe just the tickets.
Maybe just the tickets. We'll see what happens here at Beat the Limo Guy. So so let's play Beat the Limo Guy here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And as always, Justin, you get first pick. You deferred last week and actually won. Are you deferring again this
week? I know. I mean, I think I'd be silly not to.
You got to defer because you deferred last week and won. So, Daniel, you get the first pick here. Who do you like?
Indianapolis.
He likes Indianapolis to start things out. The Colts are +4 against the Jacksonville Jaguars this week at Jacksonville. Justin?
That was my first pick. That's distressing. How about New England?
New England. The New England football team from the area of New England at this point in our lives is +3 against the Las Vegas Raiders at Las Vegas. Wow, you're taking New England. That are really bad.
That's tough. Well, that's New England.
You're going out there on a limb, Justin. Woo. He's you know you want to. You know,
every week is the worst loss of Belichick's.
Talk about a heat check for Justin.
Yeah, but he's fading. What he's doing is trying to play. I mean, they're not covering anything, so he's trying to play the angle that
either
the number
that or
gets
that's
over.
A really dumb pick.
One
of the two. Daniel.
Okay, I'm going Chicago.
The Chicago football team, they call them the Bears in that city of Chicago, which is the Windy City. They're +3 at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Taking a lot of dogs this week, are we? Justin?
Let's stick with the dogs and take our hometown Texans.
The Houston Texans. That football team is at home in a football game against the New Orleans Saints, and they are +2 at home against that football team. +2. Houston Texans, +2. Daniel?
Okay, I'm the defense travels, 49ers.
The San Francisco football team from the city by the bay is -9.5 at Cleveland. No Deshaun. So -9.5 at Cleveland. Justin?
What do you have for Cincinnati, Seattle?
Cincinnati -2.5. -2.5.
That's at home, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. Last year, that would have been 5.5, 6 easily.
Yeah, but Seattle's really good.
No,
really
I know. They're playing good offensively. Yeah. Well, they're good offensively, yeah.
Yeah. And we finally got Ja'Marr Chase breaking out last week. Well, you want that game?
You know what? I'm going to go against you guys and take Seattle +2.5.
Seattle is +2.5. Plus,
he's saying the number's there for a reason.
Yeah, no. I don't mind that pick at all.
He's saying Vegas is making a number.
Vegas
you better respect
the
number.
Yeah. Daniel?
Oh, man, I'm going with my team, the Miami Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins. That's Daniel's team. Not your team, though. The Miami Dolphins are his team. -13.5 against the Carolina Football Panthers. -13.5, Dolphins. Justin?
All right, well, you took two of my sides. I'm going to have to break out a total here. And what's the Baltimore total?
The Baltimore football total between two teams of football ilk, 42. 40.
That's your worst ever. Between football ilk.
Of football ilk.
Of football
they
ilk.
They have football ilk.
Yeah, I know. It is.
42 is the under-over against the
Tennessee. Under-over.
Over 42. The Tennessee Football Titans and the Baltimore Football
that
Ravens.
That game is in London, so Justin will know pretty early if
pretty
he's got
early
a winner.
Whether
not.
Or not they're scoring any points in the city of London. Daniel?
The Washington Redskins.
They're the Commanders now. That's racist, what you just did there on the show. Racial.
The Commanders, I'm sorry.
The Commanders are +2.5 against the Atlanta Falcons. The Commanders, 2.5-point underdogs. Justin?
Let's come back to the Texans and try that total out.
Okay, 42.5. You like the under or the over?
Let's go under.
Under 42.5 football points. Under 42.5 points. Is that it?
Yes, unfortunately, we don't have any double bangers. So
no, not one double banger.
So that's no fun, but let's go with Daniel's picks first.
Single banger.
That's not a thing.
No, we don't do single bangers.
Colts plus 4, Bears plus 3, 49ers minus 9.5, the greatest football team in the world, the Dolphins minus 13, and the Commanders plus 2.5. For Justin, he's got New England plus 3, hometown Texans plus 2, Seattle plus 2.5 on the road, Baltimore Titans over 42 in London, and again with the Texans, Texans Saints under 42.5. Does that sound right to everybody involved?
I think the Dolphins were 13.5.
13.5. Is it 13.5?
13.5.
Okay, 13.5. So a 2-touchdown win against Bryce Young is what Daniel needs.
Yep, that's what Daniel needs, 13.5. So there you have it, Daniel. We appreciate it. Don't know about that whole limo thing, but you could win tickets if you're in Beaumont.
Sounds like a winner, man.
Do you live in Beaumont or you just work in Beaumont?
No, I live in Beaumont.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We'll
about
we'll
the ride, not living in Beaumont. About right. The ride.
Do you got any Lamar football tickets, Justin? That you don't have? Do you have access to Lamar football tickets? No.
I can probably get a couple.
Well, no, he probably wants to come to the city of Houston and go to a game. So we'll figure that out. You guys, is there anything that you have that you want to reveal that you want to play for, Justin?
I think that nothing really going on the next couple weeks. So I was looking at November 1st against second Rockets home game. I think
second Rockets home game. 4 tickets to the second Rockets home game.
Who's that against?
How's that? Who are they playing, you know?
I think Charlotte.
Against Charlotte. Michael
Brandon.
Jordan.
Playing Michael Jordan. He's no longer the owner.
Well, he still really is to me. But
or any concert ticket.
Or any concert
ticket. So LaMelo Ball and Brandon Miller or concert tickets. It's what's up for grabs
right.
For Daniel.
Exactly. Well, how about just the Rockets are good enough? It doesn't matter who they're playing.
Well.
That's good enough to see.
I don't know if he's a big Rocket fan, so we don't know that.
Well, we don't know. But
I'm a Laker fan when they come to Houston, though.
He's a Laker fan.
He's
you
a
heard
Laker
him.
Fan. Oh,
I told you. Rockets might not be enough.
Well, sorry. Sorry. Don't have those tickets for you. But
Justin's not giving those away? He's not giving Laker tickets away?
Keep on rooting for LeBron. Attaboy. Thank you, Daniel. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate
thanks
it.
Y'all, man.
We're big in Beaumont, as I understand it. Justin, once again, riserooftop.com, warehouselive.com, if you want to find out what shows are going on. And, of course, Black Horse Limo. That's Justin right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. As always, Justin, best of luck. Stay hot.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. There is Justin from...
Stay hot, he told him.
Stay hot. One in a row he got. We'll see if he can't make it 2 in a row this week right here.
Let me ask you a question. When's the last time that you had somebody on the radio who just won the game with a Hail Mary?
Hail Mary? I don't believe I've ever had someone on the radio that just
would you
won
like
a Hail
to?
Yes. Rue?
Okay.
Rue's here. We'll talk to him, the big right tackle from the University of Houston, next right here on ESPN.
And better known as ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
He's not better known as that.
Well,
he's better known as a right tackle
to Todd,
in college football.
Like Joe George might better know him as an intern. Yeah, yeah.
He says, yes, he is. I think he's better known as a right tackle for the Cougars.
Yeah.
But here to people who are around, like some of the people who work
eight
at
people
Hot
in the building?
95.7 or whatever, the Spanish station, they may, oh, there's the intern. They don't say, oh, there's the right tackle.
No, Mita.
Mita.
It's a Ruben.
Hey, Lance, how would Jose Altuve say when he sees Rue? What would it sound like? Because we heard your impression yesterday. What do you think it sounds like?
Would you like me to do it again?
No, sure. We're not doing any Jose Altuve impressions.
I think that guy looks like a really good right tackle
thank
with
you.
A good slide pass
there's good,
set.
There's a good.
Keeps his hands inside. Focuses
sounds like,
his punch. Wants
sounds
to
like
trap the
a guy
right
named
out,
Bryce.
Wants to trap the outside shoulder.
That's
I'm assuming
not
that's
sure Jose
what he
Altuve
would say.
Says that.
Bang.
But right that's here. Your best Jose Altuve impression
it's
ever.
Someone that doesn't get you in trouble.
Are we going what? Are we going firm inside hand or are we going to corral with the right? Del, that's the question you got to ask yourself.
That's what people around here are asking?
That's what
the Spanish
that's what the
asking.
Spanish station's asking.
They talk offensive line play with
right.
me.
Right. Let's talk about HRP right now, which probably going to call Lance at any point. Here's the deal. Is if you're looking for the best way, and these are, you want to talk about a Coug, that's Mike Holly, okay? He loved that game last night. because the Cougs won, beat West Virginia. And Mike Holly is a great Coug, and he blocked for Andre Ware. I've told you this before. And you know what? He did what Rue does, okay? And maybe someday Rue will own a big business like Mike Holly does over at H&P. You're looking for a great business that's going to take care of your company, that's going to take care of you and all of your needs for HR and payroll, but also the benefits packages. But here's the deal on the benefits packages. They offer you solutions. They don't, they're not forcing you to take their benefits packages, your 401ks and your insurance and all of that stuff, because they're not making any money on that. They don't care about that. What they care about is getting you your payroll and your HR. And the other companies, they're all these admin companies, they're making a ton off of those benefits packages. So watch, okay? This is the little secret, the dirty little secret in the business, is that they're going to try to gouge you with those. So if you're looking for a highly reputable, wonderful, technologically perfect company, it's H&P. Let them do your payroll and your HR at hrp.net. 281-880-6525 or hrp.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You do like me.
I just don't like you no more. You do like me. I don't.
Completions in a row. This will be his last and it's been football game. If he can get it off. To the end zone. Tipped. And
he caught it.
Yes, touchdown.
Holy Toledo.
Stephon Johnson does it again. Tonight.
How about that? Last night, one of the biggest moments in quite some time on the campus at the University of Houston. Ruben Unije joining us here, the offensive lineman, offensive tackle from Bradenton, Florida, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You got the whole bio.
And you are, wait a minute, you're up partying till 3 in the morning, and then you're here this morning. You are dedicated, brother.
To be honest, that would be really crazy if it happened that way.
So you just
that much partying going on.
You just watch film right after the game.
Every time you got to.
You watch the film right after.
Yeah.
You do.
Speaking of the mic, if we're gonna be on radio,
The rules. I definitely watch film right after.
You do. And like, so what are you looking for?
What I do wrong?
Yeah.
What I do right? Because like after the game, you just have so much like adrenaline. There's no shot you're really about to go to sleep.
Don't you know already, though? You know which play's coming up, and oh, crap.
Yeah, you have a feeling, but, like, adage is, like, it's never as good as you think and never as bad as you think, you know, until you watch the film. So it's, like, I need to watch it so I can, like, sleep peacefully.
How do you feel you did last night?
I feel like I did straight. I had three plays I wish I could take back, you know what I'm saying? But it was, like, I had a good game with a few bad plays.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had like three bad plays that I wish I could take back, but then I also had like, you know.
Your fault or the guy just beat you?
My fault.
Your fault.
Like little technique things. Like I was just talking about Lance right here, like outside hand, like, you know, not trying to, you know, go around and catch more so punch through him. You know what I'm saying? There's little things like that can, you know, you could beat yourself, you know, with your own technique.
Your O-line coach came over from Tulane.
Yeah. And the guy
Dana raves about him. Is it a big difference this year for you guys, the offensive line?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely is in terms of, like, our preparation and, like, what we focus on in practice. It's a lot more run emphasis, you know what I'm saying? We do a lot more run technique drills and all that during practice. So, like, now, instead of, like, last year was a lot more pass pro. We're big on, like, okay, like, majority of indie drills are pass pro. Now it's, like, flip. Majority of indie drills are run block and I feel like my run blocking has gotten, you know,
a lot better.
Yeah, definitely better.
A lot better. Well, and you're opening up holes for Parker. Parker has made a huge difference. He's a hard rep. Dude's a hard runner.
I call him like Nick Chubb. That's what he reminds me of. Like not as big, of course, but like in terms of like how he runs and like how he doesn't stop and just a workhorse type of back he is. Like that's definitely what he reminds me of. He's a good, you know, freshman we got right now. And another one that's hurt, Rayshon Davis. He's actually he's going to be really good next year when he comes back, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And Parker, the freshman duo. They're really good.
That's going to be that's
in
good.
Your life. Have you ever had a roller coaster like a touchdown with 12 seconds to go to a Hail Mary that won a game the last play? Like, have you ever been through anything like that? You may have had a high school game like that. I don't know.
I had a high school game back at IMG refacing Corona Centennial, and we ended up winning the game 51-49, and it was by last second Hail Mary.
You went to IMG?
Yeah, last second.
Hold on a second. Trying to do the math. You wouldn't have been there when Bishop Sycamore played.
Nah.
You weren't there? Okay.
Nah, that was crazy.
You weren't there for the Bishop Sycamore game?
I heard about that. The fake school.
Yeah. Bishop Sycamore, that documentary. Did you see that one, Tom? On HBO Max?
Yeah, documentary.
Oh, yeah. You need to see that one. It's the coach. He's legitimately a psychopath.
Really?
How did they even get approved?
It's crazy. You had to watch it because it was like they just snuck under the radar. They had guys who are 22, 20.
You're lying.
Because technically there's no – oh, yeah. Because technically there's no such rule. It doesn't it was in Ohio.
How could they be that bad then?
Because they weren't good football players.
They're 22.
22 years old.
They're high school football players.
Yeah. That's why.
They weren't good football players. I mean, you're playing against IMG. That's
back to that. Okay, let's set it up, though. You guys, Texas Tech last year, you gave up a 4th-and-20.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You guys are winning 35-32. There's 4th-and-10. There's no time left on the clock, and they score. What was that like?
I'm not gonna lie, that was a crazy feeling. I'm not gonna lie, because I remember right before they scored, number 3 Jalen Emery had a chance at a pick. You know what I'm saying? He came up short, and that pick would have probably put the game away.
Yeah.
So then at that point, everybody, like, you know, you could feel the morale on the sideline take a little dip, but not too crazy, because you know we still have, like, we're in good position. There's no way they're about to score, you know what I'm saying? And then once they scored, and I forgot the receiver that they threw the ball to, like, broke, like, 3 tackles and ran in for a touchdown, our whole sideline just went quiet. Ugh, you know what I'm saying?
The whole stadium went
Everybody's
quiet.
Looking at Coach Hogue for his reaction. Like,
and it wasn't going to be good this week, was it?
What? Like,
what never is going
to
be good.
Props to Coach Hogue for keeping his cool, you know what I'm saying?
You're on a TV game. You're I'm not going to let y'all catch me this time.
We'll
get caught slipping this week.
It's on, and he's just walking along the sideline, shaking his
head.
His head,
he's going crazy. Oh. But props to Coach Hogue, you know what I'm saying? He preaches that to us, so way to take the
home. Keep your cool.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And 12 seconds left. You're in the huddle.
Yeah.
So what do you guys – okay, so what was said by Donovan? What was said in the huddle?
I mean – but what's saying in the huddle is more so the same. I was kind of, like Donnie said, you know, hey, he's like, hey, let's go, you know, let's get it, you know what I'm saying? Let's be perfect. Give me time. Y'all get open. And then I was just telling everybody, I'm like, yo, this is our time. Like, we got to do it. Like, right now, it's not over. Like, keep your head up. Like, I was trying to keep everybody in the O-line and, like, in that huddle, like, up. And then, like, once you broke, after that first play and Dalton caught that ball and went out of bounds, you could kind of, like, at least for the people on the field, like, we all start looking at each other like, okay, all right, we got a chance. Like, there's a shot, you know, they're showing, like, you know, some soft spots. We can get something happening. And then that next play with the Hail Mary, we actually practice that in practice all the time. And Manjack does really good in practice of tipping it, you know, to somebody for somebody else to make the play.
It's usually Matthew Golden who's out of the game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. But Stephon had never talked to Dorr last night, and he said Stephon had never practiced
it. He went up trying to catch it. He was high-pointing it pretty good. It didn't look Manjack? Like a tip. Yeah. But he was fighting with another guy for it, but he got a favorable bounce because there was no one behind, but there was 3 guys in front.
Right.
And it really –
And Stephon was dragged down. Actually, he went down to the ground right before – and then popped up and the ball was right there. And the ball was right there for him.
Hey, shoot. All I got to say is ball don't lie, because a lot of times during that game, I feel like the refs were kind of iffy, you know what I'm saying? We had one where it could have been a fumble. We had one where – like the fumble where it could have been a touchdown – where I think who C's recovered it, and they said it wasn't a fumble, but you can't challenge a ref call in college. You know what I'm saying? So, like, from those points and, like, a couple, like, holding calls or whatever on our side, that made me feel like, hey, no way, you know. And then now the ball falls in our favor after it wasn't falling in our favor with the ref. So
let me ask you, so far there's been 2 Big 12 games, right? Texas Tech and West Virginia. So a lot of the talk before.
No, and TCU.
And TCU. So there's 3 Big 12 games. Yeah. Now, You've played Texas Tech previously. Obviously, John just referenced last year. The big talk was going into the Big 12, you're playing a more elevated level of athlete, of player, maybe bigger, maybe stronger, faster, whatever the case may be. Have you noticed any difference after playing those three teams? Now, each one of them lost. Like Dante Stills is doing great right now in Atlanta. He was on that front for West Virginia last year. TCU lost Dylan Horton, who was a defensive end, who's now playing for the Houston Texans. So these teams lost some pro guys, but do you notice a difference between who you played last year versus some of the Big 12 guys you played?
I'm going to be honest. I mean, there definitely is a difference, but for me personally, my worst games this year were our first two games against non-Big 12 guys.
Yeah.
I think it's probably because I feel like the Big 12 guys were just, like, more so, like, yeah, they're bigger. Like, that, I give them that. Like, that's a big difference. They're bigger. And, like, I feel like they're better coached. That's another difference. I can tell, like, the D-line, they're more sound in what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And, like, the linebackers play off of them really well for the blitz and the stunts that they're doing. But it's just more so that they're bigger. That's really the only difference. Like, there's just bigger guys that you have to, like, anchor better on, have your hands tighter on when you're pass blocking, run blocking. That'd be the biggest difference, in my opinion, just their size. Nothing really crazy.
Cougs offensive tackle Ruben Unishe with us here in studio on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got a question for him, you're more than welcome to get in. You Coug fans, come on. 713-780-3776.
You keeping up with the...
We gotta break it, and we'll do it on the other side here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, we're talking about Mark Klein and Klein's Jewelry. We're talking about, I don't know what it is. I got my wife for her birthday. I got her beautiful earrings, the diamond earrings. But you know what? I didn't spend a ton. I actually spent a fraction of what I would have spent on these diamond earrings are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But they're lab... mined, they're lab made diamonds as opposed to mined diamonds, so they're a fraction of the cost, but yet they still have the same color, clarity, weight. They're still diamonds. They're perfect. And you know what? Nobody will ever be able to tell the difference. I probably shouldn't be saying it, because you'll see my wife in these diamond earrings and you'll know that they're lab made diamonds as opposed to mined diamonds, but it doesn't make any difference. They're diamonds, and they're beautiful, and they're wonderful, and she loves them. So you're going to find that you will love them too, because they're a fraction of the cost. And this is what's happening at Mark Klein's right now. Two locations. He's got one at on Augusta and Woodway, and he's got one in Fountain View and Westheimer. But you go online at kleinsjewelry.com. You can find everything and do everything there. Or you can give him a call, and he will answer, or you can text him and tell them what you want, 832-316-1388. All at Klein's Jewelry. It's the best. It's the best prices. You're not going to find a better deal on diamonds or anything else at kleinsjewelry.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
Toss a coin to your witcher.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Ruben Unishe, the right tackle for the University of Houston Cougars, with us in studio here talking some Cougs football. We got a couple of questions.
He said, I was just telling him some of this stuff. He said, you should be an old, I was talking O-line stuff with him, but... He's like, you should be an O-line coach. We're like, my dad was in the NFL. He's a Super Bowl ring as an O-line coach.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, no. So I grew up in he was O-line coach at University of Houston, was where he got started.
For real?
Yep. He started with at University of Houston, and then was it Tulane, LSU, University of Cincinnati, coached in the World League.
That's crazy.
Steelers, Browns, Arizona Cardinals.
Because you're over here coaching me up, you know, well, what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, like, I could definitely
tell. No, this is real. Yeah, this is real stuff.
Like, I'm learning.
Yeah, I mean, you got length. You're longer than everybody, but if you don't throw your hands with timing, your length, you're giving away your pass length.
Facts.
Dell, you need to record this so we can put this on a podcast. Me and Rue are going to do an offensive line podcast.
How long have you been doing radio?
Yeah.
You don't know that everything is recorded? You don't have to tell me. It just gets recorded.
But just make sure, but make a note of this so that we can do an offensive line podcast.
No, I'm not doing that. Did you talk? Are you you're an O-line coach and a pit master?
Well, he's a man of many talents.
And
man
of
many talents.
He said it.
Do you play frisbee golf?
Nah.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah, okay. So.
Yet.
No. Don't ever.
Give you on it,
don't ever, because it's embarrassing.
I've never heard of frisbee golf.
Me either.
It's disc golf. I've never heard of frisbee golf either, John.
Can you ask Ruben about the comparisons to Caden Joyner and if he sees it? That's from David. He's one of the. What is his?
There's no such thing as Cade Joyner. This guy makes up. He makes up names and pretends they're draft names. Don't.
Okay.
Just ignore. He makes up names that sound like they would be real names and tries to trick us.
I gotcha.
He tries to trick me with fake draft names. Don't listen.
He does. Oh, okay. All right.
That was really for him.
We really come up with our own names.
Art wants you to compare the booty between University of Houston and TSU. No, we're not doing that. Okay.
Hey, no, these guys are funny.
Our listeners are
9 a.m. in the morning. Questions they think of.
How about do your Dana impression? Do you have a Dana impression?
Yeah. Everybody on our team kind of has the same impression of Dana. It's kind of like, okay. Listen here. B plus T times 4 equals V. What does that mean? Blocking plus tackling for 4 quarters equals victory. So that's what we fucking got to do.
He nailed that impression.
My bad, bro. Too good. I didn't have anything to do with that. My bad. My bad. Don't cancel me. My bad.
You're not canceled. If anything, you just got elevated.
I got two ends to the impression. Like
you gotta filter your impression.
Oh, Twitch is loving this.
Oh no, Twitch loved that. I would imagine.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I did it too good.
Yeah, you did it too good. Actually,
I
a
got
little
too
bit
into it.
That was really good though.
There's a Dana.
Never seen a black dude.
Never seen the black dude man blush.
Hey, that's funny. I'm trying not to get cut.
That's great.
No, you're not going to get cut. Actually, you got elevated to,
that's lit. That's lit.
To all conference. Right there. Congratulations. That was the best Dana impression I've heard, if you want to know the truth.
That was a good B plus T.
God, that's what we said all week.
B times, plus T. Well, you said times 4, right?
Yeah.
B equals B.
Times 4.
I got to remember that. I never learned that in chemistry.
B plus T. That's a formula.
Yeah, it is.
For winning.
No math. I'd never. In physics, you're a numbers guy. Chemistry. I'm a numbers guy and a formula guy. And I didn't know this one.
So you got a little time off. You got Texas coming up.
Yeah. Big game.
How's that?
Yeah, I'm lit for that game. I got a bunch of people coming down for the Texas game. We actually start preparing today. So, you know, the coaches are definitely ready. Because originally we were supposed to kind of have today off. But
no.
After the win, you could tell, like, they're ready. Momentum carrying us into, you know, the Texas game. That's after they just took an L.
You mean he's not giving you, after a big win like that, he's not giving you the day off?
We're getting a time off, but I feel like the whole team as a whole probably all wants
to. Well, they want to get back.
Get ahead on Texas. You know what I'm saying?
You got a little time because you played the Thursday night game, obviously a little bit more time to prepare for them. It means more, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I feel like, especially, like, I'm not from Houston, or Texas, but, like, being in Texas for this time, I can tell, like, every Texas game, like, is huge. Like, whenever it's a Texas versus Texas team, like, Texas Tech, TCU, is all, like, very personal, especially for UT. I know there's a lot of people on our team with ties to Austin and all that. Mm-hmm. We have transfers from UT. So, like, it's definitely a big game for us, you know, especially before they go to the SEC.
Right.
It's going to be loud in the stadium, too.
It is.
Maybe a road
both
game.
Ways.
Sold out.
Depends.
Sold out.
You know, there's no question it's going to be sold out. For a lot of Longhorn fans, they're looking at this. Oh, this is the best way for us to get to go see our team. So, Cougar fans, don't sell your tickets to Texas fans.
I like that.
Yeah,
don't
no.
sell your tickets.
Gonna, like you know what? Facts. When you're on offense, it's going to be loud.
It's whatever.
Yeah, whatever. But Texas fans aren't that loud anyway, though.
They be loud, wear orange. Remember
you have to remind them. I know. You have to tell them to be loud.
No team would be louder than UTSA, like, in their home stadium.
Were they loud?
Bro, the dome? Because they're also, like, the noise that's being made, they play it back through the speakers.
Is that legal?
It's no. not, but, like, it makes it extra loud.
You can tell they're doing it?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
There's not enough fans for it to be that loud. But, like, you're in there.
I didn't know that.
You can't even hear the snap count. So
really?
Yeah. It was pretty bad. We jumped late a bunch of times.
I have a feeling there's another local team that does that. called the Houston Texans.
Well, I don't know if they do it anymore. People are actually
now they're at the game.
Yeah, they were
Tank down now. CJ Stroud.
That's right. Now people are loud. Yeah, actually,
hey, speaking of Tank. Tank was made an appearance on the sideline.
Yeah, he was at the game. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was one of the first people when we scored the Hail Mary to be in the celebration.
Yeah, who was it with Dell? You were telling us that they had to go snatch him up and get him out of there.
Yeah, someone in a white collar shirt. Okay, enough, Tank. We're gonna grab you and get you out of here.
You're but funny.
He was down there. You see him on television. Yeah.
He can't get hurt. What you mean? People over there going crazy.
Like, well, I know. He's got a concussion, so get him out of here.
He has a concussion.
Yeah. He got a concussion.
That's
last
why
game.
He's probably not playing this week.
Why is he at the game? Brian likes a lot of loud noise.
Yeah, a lot of loud noise. Tank, you need to leave.
Hey, that's Tank, funny. What are you doing here?
Nah, he's a kook for life. That's what it is.
He is.
You know what I'm saying?
Marcus was here earlier, and yeah, it's a. Yeah, you got a lot of old Cougars who come back. Even Ohio State guys have gone to the Cougar games.
Nah, for real. CJ was there. Yeah. Nah.
He was there early, not yesterday, right?
Nah, but like, I think it was the last
earlier
home
this year,
game,
right?
One of the home mm-hmm. games. Might have been TCU, I think.
It was TCU game. Yeah,
TCU, he was there. Now, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, that is. But you guys, I tell you what, your receivers are – you haven't really lost us. Now, Golden got hurt last night.
Yeah, yeah.
How's he doing? You know,
he's doing better. He's going to be ready for Texas.
He will be ready for Texas. Yeah. I'll tell you this. I mean, the receivers that you guys have brought on the last few years have been fantastic.
I know. Hey, shout out to Coach Shorts. You know what I'm saying? To Kill Shorts. He's doing his thing. But, yeah, SB, Sam Brown, you know what I'm saying? Our leading receiver right now.
Man Jack is back in
Tundra. Man Jack, when he's healthy, is, bro, top in the nation, the only receiver I know with no gloves but the best hands, you know.
He does?
Yeah. He wears no gloves but catches everything, one-handed, whatever he needs to do. He's going to
– why is anybody a no-glove guy? That's like not using an aluminum bat if you're allowed to. The gloves, I just don't understand. I understand being like throwback, but at the same time, it can't be – there's got to be something that he doesn't like the gloves because the gloves are – do make it easier to catch football.
Yeah.
There's just no way around it.
It's just more so like the mindset. You know what I'm saying?
More focus?
Yeah, he practices with no gloves, and he does really well in practice, so he probably just wants to, you know, keep it that way.
You don't see him drop much?
Nah. I don't think I've ever seen him, like – actually, no, I have. I've seen him – but it's all one-handed. Like,
right.
He's reaching. The ball might be a little bit overthrown.
But he didn't have just focus drops?
Never. I never seen him have a focus drop.
If you're not wearing gloves, you probably can catch the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to that boy, Stephon Boog, you know what I'm saying? Number 12, he caught the Hail Mary. Before the game, the night before the game, we're in the training room and we're talking about it. And SB was talking to Donnie, our quarterback, and he was saying, "Man, I need to go for 14-150." And then, yeah, we're laughing, but it's like, you know, it's possible for him to do that because he had 130, 120 or something this year, like a couple hundred-yard games. So, like, we're all like, all right, bet. And then Bug is in there and he's like, "Man, I don't need 14. Give me 6 for 120. He's like, that's all. Ever laughing harder. We're like, "Hey, you're funny. You trying to say you can get 20 yards and catch like 6 receptions, 120 yards. And then, hey.
It looked like he did.
You feel me? Come to the game. He damn near got 6 for 120. Like,
what did
he went over 50. The last one was 52.
4 for 96 and 2 touchdowns.
You feel me?
Like, how about that?
Two more receptions might have been 6 for 120. Like,
yeah.
That's what you call him, Bug?
Bug. Yeah,
is Bug.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's crazy. Shout out to my boy, Bug. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Is he awake?
Probably, yeah. I mean, people probably in treatment right now. You know what I'm saying?
What's your schedule like? Like, when do y'all practice?
I can.
Well, you don't have to pull it out, but.
I can show you. I mean, schedule today or like in general?
I mean, when you have class, how do you balance your classes? Like, when is your classwork?
I mean, all my classes are online, so.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, I kind of just do it when I do
that's
it.
Really?
That's awesome.
Before the due day, I kind of just do it before the due day.
How are your grades?
My grades are, I'm passing.
Okay. sounds like me in college.
Nah, I'm doing good. You know, I'm more than passing. You know, I'm never on no academic list or anything.
Good.
Like that,
but, good for you.
You know, that's
keep that good. Up, bro.
You mean you're never on any of the all academic teams, but also not on the bad academic
you're
list?
Funny.
Okay, is IMG, so you went to IMG. Did y'all really go to class?
We had blocked schedule, so we had like 3 hours.
I heard two different things. One person whose son went and was the kicker there, or he knows somebody, who said, "No, they actually have class, blah, blah, blah." But then I've heard from other people like, I mean, and maybe it's different for basketball, football, I don't know. But did y'all really have class at IMG?
For every sport, class was the same. And yeah, we did. It was just blocked schedule. So we had 3 hours a day of class. So like, I'll have – like two classes a day. Like, I'm gonna be honest, it was pretty, I wouldn't say easy, but like coming from like before I went to IMG, I was at a regular public school, coming from seven periods a day.
Yeah.
To only having like two classes, I'm like, bro, this is the easiest thing on earth. Like,
that's what I said about college. But early on,
it really got you prepared for college, though, because college is that.
Yeah. Man, absolutely.
This is
and now
so
it's all
easy.
Online.
Yeah.
How about that?
Dude, that's
how.
Wait. But who all, like, do all the players don't? Isn't there something fun about, maybe I'm wrong, about going to class and being a football player in class?
Yeah. Now, when I first came here, I definitely did in person classes, you know, because, like, I'm going to have to get used to the campus and all that. But I feel like UH is not the type of college that, like, you know, like UT or even at A&M. Like, it's a commuter school.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of people come from the city, you know what I'm saying, come from home. They don't really live on campus, so you don't really get that campus vibe. Like, I went to the University of Illinois for my first year, and, like, that was completely different. That's in Champaign.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All you got is the college. So, like, going to class is a lot more fun because you're walking to class with people from your apartment, walking back, meeting people that, like, live right next to you and all that. Here, like, people are on a mission. They're like, oh, I got to go back home. I got to go to work. Like,
yeah,
it's a little bit different vibe.
Commuter school is much different. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Grown-ups.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Like, it's grown-up
life. That's what it
feels.
Nah, yeah. Even a nightlife. Like, even when you go out, it's not like a... Oh, like a
it's not college, campus like frat party.
Yeah. There's
no, you're going to bars. Yeah, right?
30-year-olds, 40-year-olds.
Right. Yeah. Totally different.
What
totally
up, professor? Nah, for real.
What are you doing here at Sync or wherever? Hey, yeah. All right, we're going to break. News of the Weird coming your way. Rube, you get to play News of the Weird again.
Wait, wasn't he here for this one?
He
time?
Was.
Oh, yeah, but, you were.
That's some pretty weird
it's
news.
It's not a game. What do you mean play it?
He gets to play the game.
Well, what is the
news
game?
Of the weird.
What's the how do you play news
the
of the weird?
Game? Let's play.
Not try
game.
Not to get fired?
How oh, that's lose. The game you guys play.
Well, I like to play try to get the intern fired.
I like to play. Scapegoat.
He already tried.
I'm doing it myself.
Time for
he's doing a good job himself. He don't need me.
Okay.
All right, time to talk about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. No strings attached cash bonus. When you sign up for the first time at MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975, you put in the promo code, and you let's say, I don't know how much you have to deposit, but you can get up to $200 in cash instantly. And then you play it once, and you get paid, okay? And you can take it out. So that doesn't happen. As a matter of fact, this is the first time I've ever seen it. Usually there's a lot of strings attached to the cash bonus. This is no strings attached. You play it, you win, you can pull it out. That's what you can do at MyBookie. Now, you win the first two legs of a parlay, you can cash out early. See, because a lot of times you'll bet a parlay, you'll hit the first three, and then there's a couple left, and you're like, oh, my goodness, I don't like these bets anymore. You can cash out on your first three, and you win. And they've got all kinds of different stuff that you can play as well. Great odds boost. They've got live in-game betting, same-game parlays, super contests, all kinds of stuff that you just will love. At MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.com. Iocane powder.
It is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid, and is among the more deadly poisons known to man.
Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
Weird. All right, welcome back. Ruben Unije in studio with us here for News of the Weird. You've been here before for this, right? Okay.
Hey, shout out to the Twitch fans. I'm seeing y'all comments. Hey, hey, y'all keeping it entertaining. I love it. Keep it up.
Listen, you don't want to read a lot of their comments.
No, I do. Y'all, hey, y'all keep that energy up. Bring more people. Invite all your friends. Have a whole comment family, you know, party going on.
Oh, no, it is.
On.
It already is.
Let's get double the people we got in.
It already is.
Did you hear that Tyreek Hill said he wanted to be a porn star after his football career?
That's crazy.
So porn sites are asking him. They want Tyreek Hill to come on and be and do you want to watch Tyreek Hill in a porn?
I mean, I don't.
You don't.
I'm probably not the.
You're not the audience.
The audience that they're looking for at all. But I'm pretty sure there might be an audience for that. There might be an audience.
Some
diehard
in a porn.
Some diehard Miami fans.
Really?
Not me
over here.
Not me.
You.
I'm not that diehard.
He's lying because he's on camera. He's lying. He's lying right now.
There's a line.
He's lying.
Let's just see what Tyreek's working with.
Nope. Wait till you check the private browser.
I don't even wear Dolphins t-shirts. I'm not going to watch him in a porn.
Okay. Tell you.
Says you.
You're talking about the best team.
Says me.
Not too long ago.
Best team on the field.
Speaking of which, a woman who slept with 300 people in a year was fired from her job for her OnlyFans account. Do you feel like, what do you think she did the other 65 days that year? Rested?
She wasn't on OnlyFans?
300 people she slept with in 1 year. Do you feel like that's a lot?
Vacation days?
Bro, is that a lot?
That's prostitution numbers.
Like, bro. What? Like, how do you even sleep at night? Like,
Tom, you must be tired.
The body count.
Like, there she is. I mean, I can see where she could hit. You know,
the crazy part is, I can't wait.
There's always going to be someone, John. Yes,
there's someone that's going to be.
That's not the problem.
The problem is who her husband is going to be. I'm curious to find out who's going to be the guy to wife her up. Like, he's going to run across his news article.
He's going to be like, wait, what?
You told me 5.
What? 300 in a year.
I just Googled you.
Oh, God. I just Googled you.
Nah,
that'd be crazy. Like, if you marry her, you have no power in a relationship at that point.
No, you're powerless. A neighbor asked a woman if she would please wear pants while she takes out the trash so her husband doesn't see her. Do you feel like she should have to wear pants to take out the trash?
Like, is she, like... like naked, or like underwear,
I think she might be wearing those
long shirt.
Oh no, the tights that they wear to work out. Oh yeah.
So she has to wear like non tights to
take out.
I think that other lady's insecure.
Yeah, no,
that's exactly what I just got from it.
Yeah, right. I mean, hey, if your husband's watching that, do some help. You know what? Take care of your husband for a while, woman.
Maybe there's a reason.
A dad was blasted for excluding his son from a luxury holiday because he's Gen Z.
That's funny.
Yes, he is Gen Z.
You're Gen Z, aren't you?
Well, that's your
age. When does it start? When is it? What year?
I mean, you got to be.
What is Gen Z?
Like 28 and under, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm Gen Z then.
You're Gen Z.
No, you're 27 and under, I think.
Still Gen Z.
You're saying
from 11, if you're born in 97 through 2012, you're Gen Z.
Yeah, you're Gen Z. So do you feel like you should be excluded just because you're Gen Z?
I mean, I'll be honest. I understand a dad's thought process, to be completely honest. If you feel like your son doesn't know the value of hard work and all that. But if you raise your son with the knowledge of him knowing the value of hard work and he's a hardworking dude, then I feel like that's not right. You know what I'm saying? But if your like son is just like spoiled and he doesn't like want to work hard for things in life,
do you find that a lot with your generation?
I mean, yeah, I mean, definitely do.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, he's up here and he's texting me yesterday, knowing that I'm not worried about Rue because he's already texted. Hey, can I come up there tomorrow? You guys in studio? And I'm like, yeah, but don't you have a game?
Nah,
and then you stayed up late and you still made it in. So I'm not worried about
him. I'm trying to get like y'all boys, you know what I'm saying? I love being on air.
You don't want to be like them.
Hey, I'm trying to
make a wave. We weren't on TV yesterday.
Stay on TV.
That's what you're looking
That's
to
what
do.
I'm doing. I didn't come up here for nothing.
Stay on TV. Well, hey,
I respect the hustle.
Use your right hand better and you'll be on TV on Sunday.
Hey. Coach, all right?
Or don't, and you still might be.
I like it.
Look, I mean, we're right here. We're not using our outside hand very effectively.
Facts.
A New Jersey GOP candidate a while ago smeared his poo on a daycare. He's blaming Obama. Do you feel like it was Obama's fault that he smeared poo on a daycare?
I think that candidate is deranged.
Yeah.
They need help, and... we should not have nobody running for anything or in office who is deranged. We have enough of that already. You know what I'm saying? So
it's a struggle.
Now, he does say, I'm not proud of what I did. So
is that an excuse?
I'm not proud
for smearing poop on a daycare.
Sorry. Well, if he wasn't proud of it.
He wasn't proud of it.
I don't know if there's a video of that. There has to be a video of him doing that. We got to publicly shame him.
A New York bus driver drinking on the jobs says she didn't know that White Claw had alcohol. And she's actually not facing any charges.
You're lying.
You feel like you should know that White Claw...
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Crazy lawyer. Yep. Hey, that lawyer deserves
good,
a raise.
He was pretty yeah. damn good lawyer in
pretty
right
Pretty damn good lawyer.
That she didn't know White Claw had alcohol in it.
So after the first sip.
Have you ever had White Claw?
Yeah, I have.
Don't tell anyone. Okay, because it's really, that's a little embarrassing.
I'm drinking a White Claw.
Yeah, that's you're drinking a White Claw.
This didn't even, how did this not come up?
What?
They reminded me, Coug Blaze, who's a Cougar fan, said, hey, Lance, ask him if it was him that was throwing up walking to the line. You should have been News of the Weird.
That's crazy.
And Barstool picked it up, and like everyone, and you just walk like it was nothing. Most guys stop, like humans like us will hunch over and throw up on the ground or in a toilet. You were like walking to the line, throwing up, and then you got into your stance.
Bro, y'all don't understand. That was a really a crazy week leading up to that moment. I was sick the whole week. Like, the coaches and my trainers knew I was, like, throwing up the whole week. Like, I wasn't really feeling right. And then that game, I had some spaghetti for the pregame dinner, and it just wasn't sitting right at all. Like, yeah. I'm like, damn, my stomach just keeps bubbling. I keep burping and, like, what's going on? We're doing pregame warm-up.
Well, we got asked, did you wear that jersey the whole game?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or did you change jerseys?
No, I definitely wore it.
You wore it the whole game. So the guy across from you had to...
to my advantage.
Had to play in your puke.
You're on the offensive line. You got it. You don't change. That's like...
Yeah, but...
That's a sign that you've been
what
through.
Is the, wait, so that, at that play, when you're walking up puking, what about the guy across from you? Did he like go... Wait a minute.
Nah, he said, what
because you were walking up to the line.
I corrected myself. You know, I can learn. Coachable. But
you
are
what
coachable.
Wait, what did he say? What
the? He said, what the? You know what I'm saying? And, when the play started, he was supposed to have the C-gap, I'm pretty sure. But he rushed the B-gap.
But
he rushed the B-gap. I was like, nah.
He fell over you and on the ground.
And the crazy part, it wasn't like,
you look at the video, you think it's probably water or something. When you look on the field, it was straight spaghetti, like full strings,
spaghetti.
It didn't digest like at all. Like you can see the spaghetti players getting tackled into the spaghetti.
Into the spaghetti. People blocking the spaghetti stains on their jersey.
It was crazy. It was real. Like I was like, damn, bro. She was like off the field. She was the game end. Somebody runs up to me. They're like, you're going viral right now. I'm confused. I'm like, was it a crazy block I hit or something?
No, you're puking.
They show me a video of me puking. I'm like,
you got
that's
tackled.
That's not the way I want to go viral.
Tackled into spaghetti has got to be the worst thing ever.
Because
you know where it came from.
Spaghetti.
Because you know where it came from. Yeah.
Right out of your stomach.
It wasn't regular spaghetti.
That's funny.
Rue, we appreciate it, man. Congrats on the win.
Appreciate y'all
good
for
luck
having
against
me.
Texas, man.
Thank you.
Go get them. Hey, we're going to talk about Home Bank right now. We're talking about a community bank that's been around since 1908, celebrating 115 years this year, and they are still rocking it. The standard is that they want you to reach your financial goals, and that's what their aim is. For you, as a business, as a person, you got to reach your financial goals. Local bankers, local knowledge. Business and personal banking solutions for all of your banking needs, and they've got competitive rates. They've got 5 locations here in the Houston area, 42 total banking centers. They got one in River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Clear Lake, and Friendswood. Stop by any Home Bank location or visit home24bank.com. You're looking for a new bank. You're looking for a partner. You're looking for somebody that's going to help you and your small business. It's what they do every single day. Good for business, good for life. Home Bank, member FDIC. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Roger Clemens will be with us at 8 o'clock to break down the Astros and Rangers Game 1. Have a wonderful weekend.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. All systems go.
Houston is all systems go.
Bye, bitch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.